Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will talk about some extension news and all the upcoming activities coming through K-State Research and Extension. But first, I would like to thank all the community members that visited us at our office last week as we hosted the Chamber Connections. We had a wonderful time meeting up with old and new friends and being able to share what extension is all about. In my farming news, now that 2023 is coming to a close, the livestock and farming communities can now reflect on the past year. Drought is still on the minds of every farmer and rancher here in Kansas. The hopeful thought of the Super El Nino weather pattern means a higher chance of getting adequate moisture this winter and into next year's growing season. We need 12 inches of rain to get us back to normal before the end of March for central Kansas, a little more in the east and a little less in the far west. During the winter months, this might mean snow. Grain farmers are excited to talk about getting more moisture and the thoughts of raising higher yields for their wheat and row crops. Even though commodity prices have fallen a bit, good farmers are still making a profit. Being able to be more diversified in their farming operations allows the farmer to withstand some of their unseen setbacks. On the cattle producing side, higher prices in the cattle market have helped ranchers stay in the black for the year. The lack of forages and the high price of hay has taken the toll on some cow-calf producers to reduce their herds. With our cattle herd numbers reaching the lowest numbers since 1962, hopefully the strong market will last into the coming year. With added moisture this next year, producers might be able to build back some of their cow numbers in their cow herds. The need of moisture to grow forages and fill the pasture ponds would be a blessing. We haven't had a lot of winter snow the last number of years. The thought of dealing with snowy weather during the winter and early spring for the cow producers means better management plans and longer chores during calving season, items cattlemen can deal with if preparing early for the winter storms. In my extension news, new in January of 2024, K-State Corn and Soybean Schools will be held together, same day, same place. There will be a new format for the traditional K-State corn and soybean winter crop schools. K-State Research and Extension, in collaboration with Kansas Corn and Kansas Soybean, has combined the schools for a whole day program covering both crops. Save the date of January 17th in Heston. Stay tuned for a complete agenda and how to get registered for the January 17th date. In more news, not all firewood is created equal. That's the word from K-State University expert Ward Upham, who said the wood from some tree species produce more heat than others. High on the list are burr and most oak species, which produce a heat value of 25 BTUs. In a list of many common firewood types, only Osage orange at 32, honey locust at 25, and black locust at 28 rate higher than the oaks. But the Osage orange, or as we call it, hedge, is not always the best choice due to the tendency to spark. Do not use in an open fireplace, and black locust can be difficult to split. Many elm varieties and hackberry rate high all around 20, but elm can be difficult to split as well. For homeowners, Upson advised buying firewood locally to prevent the spread of pests such as the emerald ash borer, the beetle that has devastated tens of thousands of ash trees in 30 states. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.